crash.
Took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kind of coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on you dirty hack to the district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes, in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget. Get today, I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen on to me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
spend the whole weekend with you. I won't be working over. There ain't nothing more worthwhile to do. You go check your room.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It is just past the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. And each and every week at this time, whether it be 11 o'clock on a Friday or 4 o'clock on a Tuesday, I, the Mockster, give you a WRCT radio and music calendar, let you know some things going on around town. For example, Rivers of Steel invites you to experience a drive-in like no other. How so? With the Carry Blast Furnaces as your backdrop. It's all summer long. For example, at the end of June, June 25th, A League of Their Own will be playing. What else we got? Mad Max is coming up in July. Wayne's World is in July. August 20th, Gremlins. Flight of the Navigator on August 21st. You can find the entire lineup online at riversofsteel.com. This is all happening at the Carry Furnaces, which is in Rankin, if you have not made it over there yet. Also, don't forget that the Lawrenceville Farmers Market is happening every Tuesday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville, rain or shine. For more information, you can call 412-802-7220 or email market@lunited.org. Those are a couple events I wanted to tell you about, and I put on my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send it to us, radio-calendar@wrct.org, and we'll do our best to put it on the calendar for you. Let's take a look at the WRCT music calendar. Yeah, a lot of live performances are starting to kick in, so let's see what's happening, what we have on the calendar. As always, just due to rules and regulations out there, always check the venue and or promoter's website before going to attend the event to make sure everything's still on the up and up. So what do we have coming up? How about the fact that Jack Russell's Great White, it's an acoustic show happening at Jurgles on Thursday the 6th. I spaced out on what day Thursday was. Thursday the 6th of June. The Clarks are performing on Saturday the 5th of June at the Starlight Drive-In in Butler. Also on June 6th, which is a Sunday, it's an afternoon event starting at 2. The Sweaty Already String Band is performing at Kingfly Spirits down on Smallman Street in the Strip District. Also, Kip Winger's doing an acoustic show at Jurgles on Monday, the 7th of June. Bill Toms and the Hard Rain is performing a free show at the South Park Amphitheater on Friday, June 11th. That's a 7:30 show. The River City Brass Band will be at the Heartwood Acres in the North Hills at their amphitheater on Sunday, the 13th. Again, another free show. And, and speaking of Heartwood, Indigo Girls are coming to Heartwood on the end of the month, Sunday, June 27th. So check out more information on that if you want to see more shows. I just wanted to tell you what I have on my calendar for June. So more shows, check out our website, wrct.org, and click on the events tab to see a complete listing of shows going into many, many months. In fact, I just found out yesterday that Bob Mould is coming back to Mr. Smalls in September. So I'm kind of excited about that one. But if you know of a show and want us to put it on the calendar, send us an email to music-calendar@wrct.org, and we'll do our best to get on the calendar. You can hear this calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and 11 p.m. and on Tuesdays at 4, just a special thing I do for you at 4. That is our WRCT radio and music calendar for this week. I do want to remind you, though, while I've got your attention, that Row House Cinema does join you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, fascinating films. And with the current pandemic state of affairs, they are still hosting many events online and in person when possible, trying to keep best the film culture here in Pittsburgh strong. So check out their website, rowhousecinema.com, or call them at 412-904-3225 to find out more on what's going on over at Row House Cinema. Let's find our way back into the music. Right before the top of the hour, my last set of music came from part of my program from my 10th anniversary here on WRCT. Don't forget, at midnight or at 5 o'clock, depending on which day you're listening, my mock tonight is celebrating my 22nd anniversary here at WRCT. But I'm going to go back to some older shows for the next hour and mix it up a little bit between that same show, which was May 22nd of 2009, and this show, which was originally broadcast back in May 23rd, 2014. And I don't know if you can guess it, it's 5 years after that 10th anniversary show. Yeah, it'll be a show featuring a lot of songs that I played in celebration of my 15th anniversary. But first, let's get into this quick set of music, starting off with something from the DBs.
side. Took from Birmingham to Nashville to see the light. I'll linger on without you, with you either way. We can fuss and fight and talk all night, but I can't make you stay. 'Cause with every new beginning, direction.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Now there's nothing left. Ooh, black magic coming down on me. Yeah, black magic. So blind that I can't see anymore. Hear that you've been laughing round the skulls and bones, playing with the candles when you were home alone. It's a different story, but you might forget it. Careful what you wish for, 'cause you might regret it. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Now there's nothing left. Black magic coming down on me. Yeah, black magic. So blind that I can't see anymore. So blind, so blind, so blind, yeah.
Ghost House with Black Magic, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Black Magic originally was penned by Steve Wynn of Dream Syndicate fame, etc., and was found on his 1994 release, I think that was the year, which also was the same year that the Ghost House version came out. So I was never sure if Ghost House was doing a cover or if maybe he wrote the song and they recorded it first, but I don't know. I do know that I played some John Strome in that set of music with Slip Away. John Strome, originally from the Blake Babies, and the DBs started off that little clip with A Spy in the House of Love from their Like This album. That entire clip, as I called it, was originally aired May 23rd, 2014. Yes, I was doing my 15th anniversary show on that date, and those are some songs I played, and I wanted to play them for you again by replaying that clip. Hey, we are doing a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday here on the Viva La Mock radio show. My name is Paul, and I am your host. I've been playing snippets and clips of old shows from May's of past, and we have a 22-year anniversary celebration coming up at the top of the hour. But until then, I'm actually going to be digging into both shows from my 10th anniversary special I did and my 15th anniversary special I did. Let's go back to that 10th anniversary show I did, where I was playing music mostly related to things that happened in 1999, which was the year I started at WRCT, whether it be when bands broke up or albums were released or some things like that. In fact, let's check it out.
Thoughts across the land for you to see. From Utopia Parkway. Yeah, thank you.
That was Fountains of Wayne with a Red Dragon Tattoo. Again, that segment of music, that little set of music, was first broadcast here on the Viva La Mock radio program back in 2009, May 22nd, 2009, part of my 10th anniversary special that I was doing, as I do a anniversary special each and every year. So that year, what I was doing, being my 10th anniversary, was I was only playing songs and artists and things that were related to 1999, which was the year I started on WRCT. So before the Fountains of Wayne, I played Tripping Daisy in that set from from a self-titled album, but the name of the track was called Kids Are Calling. Now, that album actually came out in 2000, but I felt I could play that because actually Tripping Daisy broke up in 1999, and that album was released posthumously. Flaming Lips from their Soft Bulletin album gave us Race for the Prize. Also some Wilco in there. Always in Love. Summer Teeth, another 1999 release. And speaking of 99 releases, Sparkle Horse with Sick of Goodbyes from the Good Morning Spider album started that entire set up. As you are listening to WRCT this summer, don't forget, if you're curious about what that noise is, you should tune into Noise Theory to find out and discover new and disruptive sounds. Mondays at 3 with an encore presentation, Thursdays at 4 with your host Liz Mayday, and it's only here on WRCT. Let's get back into more music. Don't forget, I have a 22nd anniversary celebration for the Mock tonight coming up in less than like 20 minutes. But let's now move to a different show. That show was originally broadcast on May 23rd, 2014, which would be my 15th anniversary program. And for that show, much like tonight, tonight for 22, I'm doing a bunch of songs with 22 in the title or in the lyrics. So for 15, I did the same thing. So here is a set of music from my 15th anniversary celebration. Elvis Costello with 15 Petals.
15 petals, one for every year I spend with you. Jewels and precious petals will never do. Twisted and I love you straight. I'd write it down, but I can't concentrate. What's on it, baby? They do this and please. And all I am left with is these 15 petals. The thought is planted in a perfume buffet. I stand beside and said, I pay the shade. Down in the tavern with Mary and Joe. Palm trees for arms as they grow. 15 petals. One for every habit we require.
nonsense true. I pick some up that you carry with me. You take me to places where I never go. I love you more than you know. 15 petals scattered in the path where you tread. Vivid red.
What would it matter if you tore me in two? Would it be the same thing the whole way through? $15 and a bottle of wine. Tell the story to my kids this
pull strings that bend the song and dance never.
The Levelers here on 88.3 FM WRCT. Before the Levelers, doing 15 years, we had Uncle Tupelo from Anodyne and 15 Keys. Jim Rowland there with $15 and a bottle of wine. Rilo Kiley gave us 15 from Under the Blacklight. And Elvis Costello started off the entire set with 15 Petals from the When I Was Cruel album.
That wraps up a final rebroadcast set here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Again, that set of music was originally broadcast on Viva La Mock on May 23rd, 2014, a show where I was celebrating my 15th anniversary with WRCT, so I played songs all with the number 15 in the title. And speaking of which, in about 3 minutes, we've got my Midnight Mock, my Tuesday 5 o'clock Mock coming up, and we are celebrating the Mockster's 22nd year. Yeah, 22 years associated with WRCT, so we're celebrating that with a 22nd anniversary mock with songs with 22 in the title or within the lyrics. So stay tuned for that. Before we get into anything more, I do want to remind you that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling, which is located about 40 minutes east of Pittsburgh in Greensburg, they've received a grant to expand its facility to process any and all types of foam marked number 6. Now, that's clean plates, bowls, clamshells, egg cartons, trays.